The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
You know, I sit here and as I watch this whole show, my heart's been touched and my heart is broken for these young girls that are against their will taken into this captivity. They're put in these small rooms with a little cot or bed, whatever they call it. And they lay there and they wait and watch who's gonna walk through that door next and take advantage of me, who's gonna abuse me. And they can't rest. They never have a night of rest. But we can provide that for them. We can show them Jesus' love and what real love is about. So join with us and let's save these precious children.
Next on Life Today.
Well, I want to welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. My wife Betty and I are really today heavily burdened for the most precious people on the planet, and that's children. I can't tell you how much I long for you to hear God putting on your heart His concern for the overlooked, for the abused and the used. And when you talk about being used, to imagine people using children for sexual exploitation, to use them for money for years as little trafficked girls and boys, I just can't even imagine that. I can't understand how a person can be sexually attracted to a child. I don't even understand that at all. But Lord, the Lord knows I just can't take thinking about people taking little children, Betty, and using them for money and to sell them as sexual slaves to people who will pay tremendous amounts of money to somehow have a sexual predation relationship with them.
Well, you know, what we're talking about today is very hard. It's heartbreaking and very hard to even think about. We don't like to dwell on it because it hurts so bad. But just because we try not to think about it doesn't mean it's not happening behind the scenes. These precious little ones are being deceived. They're being told they're going to have a better life. Anything to get them captured by these evil people, James.
The predators.
Predators, yes. And we need to help them. They're defenseless. They're the innocent. So I hope you'll pray as you watch and then help us to help these children.
For years, I prayed, God, someday I want to talk to the TV audience where every single person watching would say, of course we're going to pray. Of course we're going to care. But that if they can at any level, they would do something to help. And listen to me. We're talking about little children right now all over the world, and we deal with them in so many countries. Southeast Asia right now, we're trying to intercept the predators at the border and what they're trying to do to little children coming across. Somehow the predators convince a child, just talking to them, that if you get across the border, you're going to be taken care of for the rest of your life. You're going to have a job, you're going to have money, you're going to have everything, you have a place to stay. And they come across the border. What we do is we intercept them. And I mean, we've got the most Jesus-filled, God-loving, children-loving, freedom-loving people on the planet who are there intercepting them. But here's what I need you to know. Once we get a child, we then help them rebuild an entire life. And it takes $128 to reach, rescue, and restore one child. And that's why we ask people to give $128 to rescue a child. But we also sometimes need help to build facilities for them. And all of that is a part of what we're going to talk about today. And I'm going to just simply say to you, please, please hear me. If you've ever been hurt to think about how people could use a little child, about they abuse them, use them for money, exploitation, and what the predators do, once they get them in their control, they try to take control by even getting them on some kind of a drug to where they can control them that way. And these people will come from childhood, from anywhere from 6 or 8 to 15, 18 in that age group, and they will have them there for the next 10 to 25 years and use them their entire life. But we, God's people, can intercept and we can give them life. And it's the greatest miracle that could ever happen to them. And you can be that miracle in not just a child's life, but in many. I want you to watch this closely. And I want you to really pray about this. God, how can I help those who've been taken captive be totally set free and have a new life? Watch closely.
You asked me why I do what I do. I'm motivated by the scripture verse in Psalm 82, verse 4. Rescue the needy and the afflicted, and deliver them from the hand of the wicked. How do we deliver people who are in the hand of the wicked? It's us. It's God's people. I'm almost in tears because I know how heart-wrenching it is, because trafficking happens globally and a huge mess in our hands. This particular country where I work, the borders are open. So these open borders become fertile ground for trafficking to occur. There are many dance bars or singing bars, and at night it's a front, but at nighttime they turn into prostitution, sex slaves. That's what's happening. And those who can't find work, they're looking for work elsewhere, out of the country, faraway places. That's when the young girls end up as domestic workers and even bonded labor, and many of them end up in sex slave trades. The most effective means to curtail sex trafficking in this particular country is by becoming human interceptors. So what we do is we have trained team staff members. Their job is to stop the traffic, ask questions. We work very closely with the local authority right then and there, and we contact their guardians, their parents. So parents are thrilled that we have found their kids. So we care for them. We provide shelter, we provide clothing, we provide food. However long it's going to take, they are in our care. That's when we have the opportunity to talk to them about the dangers of trafficking, counsel them, and show them just the love of the Father. And somebody cares for you. And my heart is to continue to be the advocate, and our team to continue to be the voice for the voiceless, and bring freedom where it's needed for the glory of God, that we can do so much more. We need your help.
You know, that's part of Southern Asia. But you know, that's one of our partners. These are the most beautiful people. A lot of them are from the countries, or the countries around there, and come in as missionaries. But many of them maybe move from here. They move overseas. And they stay for years. Some of them stay the rest of their life. Their kids all grow up there. I mean, these are people that have not only the call of God on their life, they have the love of God carrying them. And that's what we, as Life Today and Life Today viewers, you're the greatest miracle workers, in my opinion, on the planet. Because in love, you release help. You release an escape route and a way to life. We not only reach, we rescue, and then we restore. We train them for a life. But it takes $128 per child just to start. $1,280 rescues 10. And please, I want to ask you, really to ask God, what can I do? Can I help one or 10? Father, please, let everybody watching know that they really, because of the missionaries, because of people that plant their lives in the midst of that suffering and that terrible bondage and prison that those people are in, those precious little children, and spend their life there. God, the people watching us right now are a perfect source of rescue because of the missionaries. Thank you, God. I'm just really praying that as you watch what we're sharing with you today, that every person, Betty, and you know I have prayed this, and I will all my life, someday, let every person watching that can do anything, let everybody do something. I know you're praying, but could you reach out and rescue one? Could you give a part of rescuing one? I want you to watch as we talk about a tremendous need for a facility and a place to take care of more of these desperate, in this situation, really, girls. I want you to listen. I want you to watch. I want you to pray. And I want you to follow the Father's lead and His love. Watch closely.
Human trafficking, what it means is modern-day slavery, where vulnerable people are exploited in two categories. One, labor trafficking, forced labor, and the other is sex trafficking.
Traffickers who traditionally would sell guns or drugs, they're now turning to selling children, because a gun you could sell once, a drug you could sell once, but a child you could sell over and over again.
Just tied the hand, both hand like that, and that customer will be have a sex with that child.
Our restoration home is overflowing. This is a problem, and guess what? It is a great problem to have. This is something where God is answering our prayers to rescue victims of trafficking, and now we're saying, Lord, will you answer our prayers with another home?
Here's the incredible news today, that our mission partners have found property. All we need to do is help raise some funds today, right now, to help renovate this home that will provide for up to about 50 girls, which to me is incredibly exciting. So if the Father is speaking to you right now to come alongside us and partner with us in continuing to restore this incredible space that the Lord has given us as the family of God to help restore one life at a time, then come on, come along with us. Let's do it together.
You know, Tammy, I know you watch these, and I want to thank you for the way you've planted your life, not only with Life Outreach, but on the mission field. And I know how burdened you had to be when you saw the potential to take these girls, Betty, and put them in a facility that's nicer than any place they've probably ever seen. Would you help us right now? Would you help us raise the $500,000 or so we've already raised? About half, not quite, maybe a little over half of what we needed, but we need $500,000 now to complete it so we can start moving them in. Father, please, please, people that could give thousands of dollars, please inspire them to do it and enable them to do it gladly in Jesus' name. If you can give $128, rescue a child. If you can give $1,280 and rescue 10, I don't know what your ability is or what God's leading you to do, but I believe He's leading you to do all you can. And Betty, I'm just praying that we're going to have the most unbelievable response. Just think what it's going to be like if we're able to tell 50 girls right now that have no place to stay. They found them. I'm sure they may be shuffling them around just trying to hold on. If they get that place, they got a place. And Betty, we have seen what happened at Destiny House. That was where we started. And that's got to be one of the greatest rescue places on the planet. Boys and girls' lives rescued from sexual predation and sexual bondage. Thank God. Would you please right now, would you ask God, what do you want me to do? Would you get your checkbook and write the largest check you can? Would you get your bank card and use it like a check? Please do that. I want you to look and see some of the things that our missionaries encounter that just really, really tears them up. Right now, I want you to respond to my request. But then in just a little while, I want you to watch what happened to a father, John Yates, our mission director. So I know as you see the way you can help in the presentation right now, you go and get your checkbook and you get your bank card and you plan to use it as God directs. Watch prayerfully and respond as God leads.
Innocent children longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, your gift today of only $128 will help reach, rescue, or restore a child and change their destiny forever. Gifts of $64 or $32 will be combined with support from others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. Currently, our life rescue centers in Southeast Asia are at maximum capacity. More space is urgently needed, and we must complete and renovate a new rescue home immediately. Please consider a very special extra gift, as we urgently need $1.25 million above our normal budget to complete and renovate this place of hope. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you power, provision, and peace, bringing together the life-changing truths of Acts, Romans, and 1st and 2nd Corinthians in the Passion Translation. These books come alive with fresh revelation and timeless power. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the beautiful and soft Perfect Peace Blanket, bearing the words of Isaiah 26:3 as a meaningful reminder that those who trust in the Lord are never alone. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will help save 10 children. And you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You look behind me, it sounds like a big party, but all I see is brokenness. Pain, sorrow, regret, and shame. And I can tell you right now, there's 1,000 girls right behind me who did not wake up at 7 years old and think, I want to do this for the rest of my life. And as a dad, I'm just broken. Beyond all the lights and everything you see, and as Americans, you think people choose this. Like, no little girl woke up thinking they wanted to be a go-go dancer or a prostitute or a massage bar worker. I'm a dad. Don't tell me that. I know better. Nobody chooses this life. It's chosen because there seems to be no other hope. If I could wrap them all up in my arms and say, there's a better way. There is a hope. But this is what I know. Jesus has a better way. It is not this. There's some amazing mission partners that are giving their lives, sacrificed everything to help young girls, young boys, find a better way. And I want to do, and I'm asking you to do everything you can to keep them here so that young people can have a better life. Thank you for helping us. God bless you. We love you. We need you. We need you more now than probably ever before. We need your help.
John, you're so right. Didn't that tear you up just
really?
To see a father?
Unbelievable thing.
You see these, you saw the girls, most of them they're showing you out there are teenagers, but they get them when they're 7, 8, 9, 10, and they start training them, and people pay for them. I'm told they may pay more money for the even younger ones. I can't imagine. Listen to me. God loves all these children so much. And God wants to pour his love through a yielded source that says to the Father, Father, I want your heart, I want your love, and I want your will to be done. You sent your Son to rescue all of us from being destroyed by the deceiver, by Satan, by the murderer. You sent him, and through us, God, we can set others free because of what you've done. And we've done, Betty, we've spent, 35 years of our life on the mission field. We spent nearly 20 years in the sexual predation world, let's say, of trying to set these precious little ones free. And we get them, right? We get them when somebody else is about to get them. And we keep them from ever getting caught. And we build a life for them. It makes everything new because that's what God's love does. And then those that are much older, we rescue them, Betty, and that's why this beautiful facility. I mean, I can't imagine us having a facility like that building that if we just finish it out, we just need about $500,000 to finish it out. We could move 50 girls in there tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They're ready. Imagine they got a home and a place, and I know it could expand. We'd be trying to get the government and the people over there to say, whatever it takes, we want to use it to its maximum ability, because that's how we think. That's how the missionaries think. But we need your help. I ask you to make the largest gift you can. Let's finish that facility.
You know, I sit here and as I watch this whole show, my heart's been touched and my heart is broken for these young girls that are against their will taken into this captivity. They're put in these small rooms with a little cot or bed, whatever they call it. And they lay there and they wait and watch who's going to walk through that door next and take advantage of me, who's going to abuse me. And they can't rest. They never have a night of rest. But we can provide that for them. We can show them Jesus' love and what real love is about. Give them a place to lay their little heads that they might rest in God's peace and wake up in the morning refreshed with sunshine on their face and a smile, knowing they don't have to be attacked again. Thank you for joining with us. I know you will. Your heart's been touched. So join with us and let's save these precious children.
Please go and get your bank card, use it like a check, get your check, write the best check you can. We can set these precious ones free. Betty, do you know that we've set thousands of little children and then those that grew up in sexual trafficking totally free? And they have become leaders in their nations now because they found life through the love of God and through the love expressed by the viewers of Life Today. You're miracle workers. The greatest miracle, these trafficked children, these trafficked girls and boys will ever experience starts with your love gift and the missionaries' arms around them. Please, make the best gift you can. We've got some beautiful gifts to send you that you're going to treasure, and they're just thank yous of love because we love you, and thank you for helping us love the overlooked and those that have been taken captive by sexual predators. Thank you. Thank you for making the gift God puts on your heart. Thank you so much.
Innocent children longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, your gift today of only $128 will help reach, rescue, or restore a child and change their destiny forever. Gifts of $64 or $32 will be combined with support from others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. Currently, our life rescue centers in Southeast Asia are at maximum capacity. More space is urgently needed, and we must complete and renovate a new rescue home immediately. Please consider a very special extra gift, as we urgently need $1.25 million above our normal budget to complete and renovate this place of hope. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you power, provision, and peace, bringing together the life-changing truths of Acts, Romans, and 1st and 2nd Corinthians in the Passion Translation. These books come alive with fresh revelation and timeless power. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the beautiful and soft Perfect Peace Blanket, bearing the words of Isaiah 26:3 as a meaningful reminder that those who trust in the Lord are never alone. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will help save 10 children. And you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
The mere thought of innocent children being trapped in slavery, robbed of their freedom and future, was and still is beyond heartbreaking. Today, millions of children around the world are still trapped in the horror of child trafficking. They are voiceless, defenseless, and in desperate need of our help. I'll never forget the moment when I first learned about the devastating reality that changed my world, child trafficking. Even after these children are found, the journey does not end there. These children need more than just rescue. They need love, support, and encouragement to heal from the trauma that they've endured. They need a safe haven, a place where they can rebuild their lives. I have seen firsthand the difference that a loving family can make in the lives of these children. Every step of this journey requires our unwavering commitment. It's a shared responsibility to rebuild what was stolen, their childhood, their dreams, and their sense of self-worth. Together, you and I can be a voice for the voiceless, a force for change, for justice, for healing. Together, we can dismantle the chains of child trafficking and light a path toward freedom. We know it's a long road, but we are making a difference, one child at a time. Will you stand with us as we champion the rights and dignity of every child?
Yourself away from the devil. They ask for everything. Promise to set you free. You made a vow to your mother that you'd give your life to your father, the one who helped you see.
Well, I know this has been a really serious day. I've had a hard time not just crying my way all the way through it. Kind of like John Yates just started crying. I nearly lost it. And let me just look at you and say, this is the last day. And sometimes the last day is what kind of lets us know really and truly how much we're going to be able to do. And I'm telling you, the door is open for us to reach far more than we've even presented to you today. And you're the ones that enable us to do it. So please, on this last day, maybe we get another gift. If you made one earlier, please do all you can. Betty and I say,
thank you.
Thank God, but thank you too.
Why don't you come?
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.